on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at one, John at Earl.
Eurostar train managers are going to strike for 7 days this month in a dispute over their work-life balance. Around 80 members of the RMT union are due to walk out over this weekend and the bank holiday at the end of the month. Mick Cash is the RMT general secretary and is urging Eurostar to get around the table.
It's a very difficult situation. We don't want to be in this. It could have been prevented. And we're still hoping it can be prevented if the company get around the table and talk with some solutions that may address the concerns of our members.
Well, Eurostar says passengers with pre-Brit tickets will still be able to travel, but these people at St Pancras Station in London are fed up.
We're due to come back on Saturday, so fingers crossed at the moment. We're just hoping it doesn't move ahead and we can get back.
No one knows what's going on. We don't know anything about where we are, where we stand.
It's unfortunate, especially with the holiday coming up. But you'll get through it. You always do.
It's understood a 5-day strike by Southern train workers could be cancelled if the company agrees to urgent talks without preconditions. The RMT union says it's making the offer to try and break the deadlock in the dispute over the role of conductors. Services from Tunbridge and Ashford have been affected by the walkout. Leanna Eckhind is from the Campaign for Better Transport, who are calling for action.
We're hoping to organise an assembly bringing together at the same panel a union representative, the Rail Minister and someone from senior management at Southern Railway, because there's been far too much blame shifting going on and we want straight answers to straight questions.
KMFM News.
A foster carer has been found guilty of child cruelty after being seen hitting a young boy and appearing to force food into his mouth. The 56-year-old, who we're not naming but lives in Edenbridge, was reported to authorities by a neighbour. A court was told the 8-year-old boy suffered from various medical problems, including epileptic seizures. The woman will be sentenced in October. Concerns are growing for a 29-year-old man who's been reported missing from West Kent. Police say David Cheeseman was last seen in Seal near Sevenoaks around 5 yesterday evening and have been searching a park in the village. We've tweeted his picture via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested after a car crashed into a gate and 3 other vehicles in Westgate. It happened in Westgate Bay Avenue just before 7 this morning, and many young women aren't reporting sexual harassment at work, with some saying the unwanted advances come from their managers. A survey by the TUC found over half of women have experienced it. Lawyer Sarah Evans thinks the problem should be taken more seriously.
There has to be an element of education of managers and employers. Maybe there should be a review in terms of what can be done in terms of companies that don't deal with this properly.
And Canterbury Cathedral has been named one of the most visited attractions in England, despite seeing a drop in the number of people going there. Stats from Visit England show just over 957,000 people looked around the building last year, down from more than 1 million in 2014.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Team GB are up to 6 medals at the Rio Olympics after winning 2 silvers in swimming overnight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Siobhan Marie O'Connor claimed 1 in the 200 metres individual medley, and the men took 2nd place in the 4x200 metres relay. It takes British podium finishes in the sport to 4. O'Connor says she's planning a well-earned rest.
I've been swimming non-stop since I was about 10 years old, so I kind of feel like I need to give my body a rest, but you know, all the hard work has paid off, and just a massive thanks to like all my family and my Bath family that have got me here, because you know it's individual sport but it's very much a team sport. Like, I wouldn't be here without them.
Meantime, today's rowing has been cancelled at the games because of high winds. It means Kent's Tom Ransley won't be racing in the men's 8 repechage. And there's no update yet on why the diving competition pool at the games turned green on day 4. Officials say tests show it posed no risk to anyone's health. And in football, Gillingham are through to the next round of the EFL Cup after beating Southend United for the 2nd time in 4 days. It finished 3-1 last night thanks to 2 goals from J. Emmanuel Thomas and 1 from Cody McDonald, who's praised the new signing.
When he scored the 2nd goal, I turned to Notty and I said, it's like we've got Ronaldo, a League One, isn't it? He just switches it on, but he's a great person to have around the team as well. And if he comes on or starts and does that every week, we're going to be a team to be reckoned by.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.